already been a long day for all of us, even our boat. We got it ready back in chapter 3. As the crowds were gathering and pressing in on Jesus, we were all worried that they might become overwhelming and we would need to escape across the sea. Later, as more and more people kept coming, Jesus used our old fishing boat as a pulpit. He preached. Man, he preached from that old boat. Finally, as evening came, Jesus decided it was time to move along. He said, "Let's cross over the other side." In a sense, it was a lot more than an evening boat ride. For us, it was like crossing over to the other side of the tracks, the other side of the highway, the other side of town. It was familiar, but different and uncomfortable. Different land, different people, different lifestyle, different customs. You know what it's like. We weren't exactly comfortable over there, and crossing the sea to get there made us even more anxious. It added a piece of symbolism to the trip. You see, for us, even us fishermen, the sea represented chaos. It was uncontrollable and unpredictable. We were anxious about going over to the other side, and we were anxious about how we were going to get there. It was like going to Missouri, but a lot worse. There were long-standing struggles between us and them. The people over there caused a great storm in our hearts and minds. Before we knew it, that storm inside was accompanied by a storm on the outside. Literally. Today's text is, in a sense, really a story about two storms. It started out as more than a gentle breeze, and before we knew it, waves were crashing over the side of our boat. We used buckets to bail what we could, but before we knew it, our little boat was sagging deeper and deeper in the water. We couldn't keep up. In our minds, it was getting worse, too. Were we really going over to the other side? Was Jesus really going to heal and welcome those people into our group, into our new family? Were we really being taken over there to love and serve those people? They were an awful lot different from us. We were, after all, Jewish men and women, and we were headed over to the other side of the sea where they were pig farmers. We didn't understand their lifestyle, and doggone it, we didn't approve of it either. We had Leviticus, and sure, we didn't always follow the law as it had been given to us, but at least we weren't pig farmers. At least that wasn't our identity, our work. Anyhow, the water kept piling up in the boat, and we were sagging lower and lower in the sea. And as we rushed around trying to figure out what to do, how to stay alive, we found Jesus asleep. Asleep on the cushion in the back of the boat. Apparently the waves of wind didn't bother Jesus all that much. Apparently, those people on the other side of the sea didn't bother him all that much either. We were in the fight of our lives, and Jesus was taking a nap in the back of the boat. We shook him awake and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care that we are perishing?" His eyes shot open. Calmly, confidently, unflinchingly, he stood up. he shouted. Silence. Be still. Suddenly, there was a dead calm. Nothing was moving. We were frozen still, and the sea was like glass. We could only hear our hearts pounding in our chests as Jesus asked, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" Jesus rebuked the wind and the waves, and then he turned and rebuked that other storm as well. I don't know that it all went away right then for good, but all of a sudden we knew that our faith, that thing that we thought was keeping us different, away from those pig farmers on the other side of the sea, all of a sudden, that faith that we thought was keeping us away from them was really calling us to go to them, to reach out to them, to go and be a part of their town, to love and serve and to share even with them the good news of God's kingdom. For Jesus, forgiveness was for all. For Jesus, new beginnings are for all. For Jesus, the new era of radical love and care was for everyone. Those people, maybe I shouldn't hold on that anymore. All of us, different as we are, we're being called together with Jesus to be his people. Language, lifestyle, and the like had to get out of the way so there'd be room for love and to follow Jesus together. Jesus' calm in the midst of the storm. It's another thing that'll stick with me. His faith, the faith that he shared with us, it meant that no matter where we were, no matter what we were doing, or who we were with, that we are in God's hands. We didn't need to be afraid. We didn't, we don't, we never would have all the right answers. Heck, we started asking ourselves right then, after we'd been with Jesus for so long and heard him teach, we started asking ourselves, who is this guy? Even the winds and the waves obey him. We didn't have all the answers. But you know, Jesus never called us to have all the answers. He simply called us to be with him, to follow him, to be his people. And if he wanted to take us across the sea to be with him and the others, well, that's where we would be. That's where we'd go. And we'd be with him. Even on a pig farm. The avenues for life application to a text like this are abundant. While we may not have time to explore them all today, I think it's safe to say that if it comes to mind, it almost certainly applies. Who are the others in our lives? Where is that other place? Where are the people who are different from us that make us anxious? When do we feel the storms in our hearts and minds? Perhaps more importantly, how can we hear Jesus' command? Silence. Peace. Be still. How can we hear those words and go along with him, wherever he may lead, to love, to serve, and to share the good news of his forgiveness, love, and care? with people like us, sure, but also those who are different. Jesus, you see, had. Jesus has command of the storms, both inside and out. Where there's turmoil, he brings calm. Where there's strife, he brings peace. With Jesus, there is a new world. And that's exactly where he calls us to be. All of us. Together. Amen?
Amen.
But there is, of course, another text today. It's one that I didn't see coming just a few months ago. Being my last Sunday here, at least for a time, I want to share a few additional thoughts. And while they don't come from our scriptures, I think it's safe to say they can certainly come from the gospel according to St. Luke's. I came here just 2 years ago, excited to be a part of a congregation that has a rich heritage to Jesus, to faithfulness to Jesus and his way. While other congregations and even entire denominations have left the city, have left this city, your work, your faithfulness, your walk with Jesus has endured through the storms of a changing economy, changing neighborhoods, changing demographic groups. Well, any one of those could press a congregation to close your doors or move back to calmer waters. You have done the opposite. St. Luke's has opened your doors wider in the midst of change and struggle and strife, and started hosts of new outreach and love and care and compassion ministries for this city, this town, for this neighborhood. That work literally now spans three different centuries. The list is decades long. It includes things like starting and now hosting safety net medical assistance and care, hosting emergency assistance throughout the week, hosting meals for folks who don't know where their next meal might come from. When people in this community don't know how ends are going to meet or where their next meal might come from, they have a family here in your midst. It is work that stretches back decades. It's beautiful work of faithfulness. And it's been my distinct honor to be a part of it for the past couple of years. You are God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved. You are people who share the good news of Jesus' reign in your words and perhaps more importantly, in your actions. It's been an honor to be with you, to learn from you, to walk alongside you as we follow Jesus together. My parting words, my perhaps closing admonition, at least for now, as your pastor, is continue to be yourselves. Continue to love one another. Continue to love this community boldly and without reservation. Continue to take risks to love and serve our neighbors. And continue to take risks to make sure that the good news of God's kingdom is proclaimed in this community. Continue to be the people that Jesus has called you to be together. He Jesus is Lord. And wherever we may be, whatever storms we may be going through, in the waters of baptism, we are together.